Hey, John. Good morning.
Welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Fort Worth, Texas. We're here in the convention center, and we are at the Texas Homeschool Convention. It's a stormy day here in Fort Worth. In fact, we heard rumbles shaking the convention center. I don't know where you're at or what time you're watching. Maybe you're watching a replay, but I would love for you to just drop into the chat where you're watching from and let us know what the weather's like there. I know that I live in Ohio, and they're working outside today. It's a nice day. But whether it's good or bad outside, we are having a great time in here in the exhibit hall. And I am so excited to introduce you to Angie Tolpin. Angie is kicking off the day in our interviews, and you won't want to miss this. Share this with your friend. Go ahead and click like and subscribe if you haven't done so. And if you listen to what she has to say and you hear that she's saying something that you're like, hey, I wish so-and-so could hear this. They can't share it. They'll hear it. Angie, welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, you are a mom and a grandma. Can you believe she's a grandma? She's a mom of nine and a grandmother, and she's homeschooled for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that for sure. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about you?
Well, we have nine kids, like you mentioned, and they range from ages almost 3 to almost 24. So big age gap right there, right? We started homeschooling off really early on with our kids, and now we are about to have our fourth graduate in December. So I'm like halfway done-ish. Woo. Yes. So 20 years in, 15 more to go at least, right? Yeah. So I just am delighted to be here. My husband and I do a podcast. Many of you guys may have heard of it. It's Courageous Parenting. You can find it at courageousparenting.com. But our main ministry in the landing page is becourageousministry.org. So
that's cool. Now I'm going to check out the podcast. You need to do that. Yeah. Write it down now or put it in your phone notes. Courageousparenting.com. That's very cool. So tell us what Courageous Parenting is all about.
Well, when we chose this name, it was right after I had switched over writing and blogging from Leaving a Legacy to Courageous Mom. And it wasn't because I felt like I was courageous. It was because I felt like God was calling me to be that more. So it's really more of a movement. And so with Courageous Parenting and Be Courageous Ministry, our mission is a 10 million legacy movement, really, of discipling parents in biblical parenting. And so we just saw the need, and we had a lot of people we were walking with in life that encouraged us to step forward in faith. And God has been faithful and moving. And we created a parenting mentor program that actually is a 6-week online program, but we do some lives with people in our app and do Q&As every 2 weeks with them. And we've had over 3,000 families go through the Parenting Mentor Program in the last 5 years. And so that's been a huge thing. We're about to be starting, I think we've done 42 programs so far, something like that. So, and we have churches joining in as well, which is really exciting. When you see communities going through the Bible together and looking at what does God say about the theology of parenting? What was the purpose of parenting? And how can we be raising our children to leave a multi-generational legacy, recognizing that when we have three kids, we're not just parenting those three kids. Right. We're parenting them, and then they're going to get married and have, Lord willing, have our grandchildren, right? And so the legacy is multi-generational. And so it's exciting.
That is so cool. So now, if I wanted to be a part of that, what would I need to do?
Well, I think the best place to start would be to go to our main website, which is BeCourageousMinistry.org. You can find the podcast there. You can find our other courses, books, merch, podcast in our app. That's really where the community is. It's pretty, it's a new thing that we've had in the last year. It's where we host all of our lives for the Parenting Mentor Program as well. But we have a lot of free content, like a marriage course, a six-week marriage course that's free inside the app, as well as a reading of my book, Redeeming Childbirth, that's 22 sessions, and each one is an hour to an hour and a half long. That's just discipling and mentoring women through the season of childbearing, right? And so, and talking about postpartum, so we have a postpartum course, but all of that stuff can be found at BeCourageousMinistry.org. Yeah.
BeCourageousMinistry.org. Did you hear all of those resources? You might be sitting alone in the United States somewhere. Maybe you're in a very rural area. You are not forgotten. There is something there for you. But maybe you're listening around the world. I know we have listeners. Angie, this is incredible how people are saying, I don't live there, but I need that.
Right. And I think that, you know, for my husband and I, that was why when we went into ministry together, it was because we felt like the Lord was calling us to it. So it was a matter of obedience in that. And so starting out with a podcast, now 5.5 years in, we've had over 4 million downloads and we're at almost 300 podcast episodes. So there's really something for everyone. In fact, this next week, we're going to actually be sharing on grief and how to parent your children through grief and loss. And I think we go over about 12 to 15 different passages of scripture, really digging into what God's word says about this and how should we be walking as Christians biblically when we're walking in fellowship with other people. And so it's exciting because the testimonies we hear of healing, of closer friendships, generational curses being broken, chains being broken. It's just, it's an honor to be able to partner with the Lord in the kind of work that we're seeing and the fruit that we're seeing through the ministry. So yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for doing that. We're not finished talking, but I just have to stop and say thank you because this has been a great need and you stepped up and said yes.
Well, one of the things that we have noticed over the years just in raising our kids is there have been many times where they would even feel alone at times, right? In youth group or in a church setting where you think that they're Christian, right? And people claim Christianity. Sometimes even within that, the culture in the world has seeped into the church so much and deceived a lot of people. And we see that even more today, more now than ever, I think in America at least. And so there is a real need for solid biblical truth and for parents to really band together, not run the race alone, because you can get tired when you feel like you're trying to be parenting biblically and you're saying yes to God and you're saying no to many things. Sometimes you can feel like you're the mean parent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or feel like you're alone in it. Like all of the people that you even are in community with at times maybe aren't making the same kind of parenting decisions that you're making. And you feel like you're the Lone Ranger, a salmon swimming upstream, if you will.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
That can be hard, but it's not just you that feels that. It's your kids too sometimes, right? Like if you're training them in righteousness and they're wanting to stand up for truth, in today's day and age, kids can feel alone. And so one of the workshops that we did yesterday was on raising resilient Christian kids for an uncertain world.
Wow.
And in there, my husband and I have this saying that we've used with our kids over the years called eagles, not seagulls. And so I talked about that in the workshop. So you can find out more about that workshop on the website, right? And people can purchase that workshop and we have a PowerPoint presentation and a handout that goes with that. But we dug into a lot of scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 6, 7, talked about fear as a parent when you are struggling to maybe you're scared to even bring another child into this world. That is something that we get a lot of comments on. Moms feeling overwhelmed. Thinking about homeschooling, but feeling like they're or afraid they're going to fail their child or ruin their kid, right? Well, I just want to tell you, you're not going to ruin your child. God chose you to be your kid's mom, which means he chose you to be their teacher. And we see God instructing parents in Deuteronomy chapter 6 when he says to teach them his commandments when you sit, when you rise, when you stand, when you lie. It's all the time we're to be discipling our kids. But in the midst of that, that can feel overwhelming
right.
to people who maybe weren't raised that way.
Yeah.
And so one of the unique things that Isaac and I bring is that for us, we're leaving a new legacy in a sense. My husband wasn't raised in a Christian home, but that didn't stop him. Like a lot of people will say, oh, I wasn't raised that way. I can't do it. I don't know what it looks like to be a Christian husband or a Christian dad or a Christian stay-at-home mom. I wasn't homeschooled. I don't know what I'm doing. But that's really like those lies that we believe that hold us back and paralyze us from being activated as a Christian and trusting God. We need to just take those thoughts captive and walk in the freedom that God has for us, knowing that he chose us to be our child's parent. So, you know, one of the things I said in yesterday's workshop, I have to share it with you guys. Fear is kryptonite to parents, but the fear of the Lord is the antidote. And when you look throughout scripture and we went through about 10 different scriptures yesterday that talk about the fear of the Lord and what it brings refuge, it brings comfort, it brings wisdom, it brings understanding, it brings knowledge. All of those things that we struggle with as a parent when we're fearing to take the next step and homeschool or to homeschool high school. Because I know a lot of people who stop.
Oh, for sure.
That's like probably
it's very daunting.
Yeah. It is. And I'm not sure what the statistics are, but I have a feeling that it's well over 50%. But, you know, and so the problem, though, is that we're allowing those lies or expectations of the world of what they think is best for our kids to influence our decisions, when in reality, we just need to make the decision in alignment with our husband and in alignment with God's word. And so it really is that simple. But it takes confidence, right?
Right.
So it takes us being resilient to stand firm against the lies we struggle with before we can ever raise resilient children.
Oh, preach, girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's exciting though, isn't it?
When you see, you guys,
if you're listening right now and this message is resonating with you, I want to encourage you to go read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 6, and 7. I know it might seem like a lot. You can stop at 7 verse 1. But in there, you will see at the beginning of chapter 6, it says to not take the grace of God in vain. And that's what we see happening in the church when kids are walking away from the faith by age 18, right? And it doesn't have to be that way. And in that scripture, God gives us instructions as parents as to what we should equip our kids with so that they don't take God's grace in vain, which is the weapons of righteousness. And it's literally digging in with your kids into the gospel and making it alive to them, helping them to see and know God. That changes everything. We can't change your kids. You can't change your kids, but God can. Yeah.
Isn't that comforting? We're just to raise them and to direct them.
Yes.
But the one who empowers them is him. And he'll give you the power, mom and dad, the resources. They're right here.
Yeah.
You can't miss them. And we encourage you to take advantage of every, I loved when you said free. That's a good starting place. Check out the free stuff. And then you'll be able to see what else is available.
Yeah.
It's not about them making money.
Oh, no.
No, it's not.
You guys, I want to offer something to you for free because we've been offering it here at the Texas Homeschool Coalition Conference. And we have a QR code is on the handout. So when you go and you get that download for Raising Resilient Christian Kids for an Uncertain World, or if you go and look for my next workshop, which is on creating your homeschool blueprint, you'll see a QR code that'll give you free access to our homeschool blueprint course, which is a 6-hour course with a 45-page download. We normally sell that course for $159, and we're giving it free at the conference to anyone who's attending. And I just want to share it with you guys too. So you can find out more about that, though. You have to get the handout that goes with the workshop in order to get the QR code. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you'll see it on our website for sale. So you have to go through the Texas Homeschool Coalition to be able to get that information.
Yeah, just email us. It's all right there in the link. You'll be able to find exactly what you need. You might have to work a little bit more, but you can find it, and you will be so encouraged. Wow. Is there anything? We've just got a couple more minutes. Is there any little tidbit that you would want to encourage people with today?
You know, I think more than anything, we as moms need to know that we're not alone in this. God is with you, and he is ready to give you wisdom, just like James chapter 1 says, if anyone lacks wisdom, ask God, and he will give it to you without reproof, without reproach. And this is something, if we're praying and we're asking the Lord to give us direction in the decisions that we make for our kids, that really is all we should care about. We need to stop people pleasing, care more about what the Lord is telling us, and move in that confidence. Because I'll tell you what, when it comes to regret as a parent, I would much rather walk in the freedom without regret, knowing that I obeyed God, than disobeying God and wishing I would have.
For sure.
So that would be my biggest encouragement. And if you guys want more encouragement in that, you can also on our website at BeCourageousMinistry.org, we have a free biblical parenting workshop. It's called Biblical Parenting in a Changed World, where my husband and I go over the differences in statistics regarding Generation Z and Generation Alpha and what they're seeing and statistics and depression and different things like that. And you also get a 13-page download going through 8 essential foundational things every family should be working on. And so that's free. That's on our website. They can find it in the main menu. Just click on workshop and you can join Isaac and I there. But I do want to just encourage you guys, there are so many great resources on their website and so much encouragement to be had. There are other people who have gone before you that have been homeschooling 10, 20, 30 years who are willing to share from their experience, because we were all once those young moms.
Without a doubt.
Without the encouragement, without the mentorship. And we're saying yes, aren't we?
We're saying yes.
We're saying yes to Titus 2.
We've said yes for over 20 years. I'm a 24-year-old veteran of homeschooling, and I survived, and I had a graduation party for me when number 4 was finished.
I'm gonna adopt that.
Yes. But it was so worth it. There were days when it was so hard, when I felt so alone, and I know that Angie would echo the same thing, but you're not alone. Now, if you feel like you are, and maybe geographically you are, there are co-ops, there are online communities. Don't stay by yourself. You'll quit. And that's not the best option. Your kids need you to be strong and to be courageous. So, Angie, you have started our day with like fresh air coming into this place.
Aw, thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's such an encouragement to be here with you.
I would love to just sit and talk with you. I think I just become a good friend and just pop over and we'll just talk and talk and talk. If you want to know more, give them the website one more time.
BeCourageousMinistry.org, and you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Courageous Mom and Courageous Parenting and Resolute Man.
Well, thanks for joining us for this few moments. Now, you've got a few minutes before we have another interview, so you can go make yourself a cup of coffee or just put your feet up or whatever, but don't miss the next one and share this with your friends. They will thank you. For now, we say bye, but we'll be back soon.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.